Welcome and good evening to New Zealand's favourite Kiwi music podcast, self-proclaimed, of course, but hey, ain't it the truth? Tuesday, 7 p.m. with your host Ralphie here on KiwiRadio.nz and UpFM.co.nz. We have a very special guest this evening. Roger Skinner is joining us for a five-song plug. He's got a rich history of 50-plus years worth of music. He used to sneak into the school's music room during lunch so he could play the guitar. With some cheeky antics, he was discovered, and instead of being punished, the music teacher decided to show him how to play. By the age of 13, he had formed his own skiffle band called the Cool Cats, and 50 years on, he's gone to be a recipient of the Variety Artists Club's Scroll of Honor Award and Silver Scroll winner as well. The songs you'll be hearing today is from his CD called Let's Think of Something, which I actually purchased from him when I saw him playing out in the streets of New Zealand. So give it up, a warm welcome. I'm getting so emotional. Warm welcome to Roger Skinner. Roger, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ralphie. Nice to talk to you.
Excellent. We are on live right now on two radio stations. How are you feeling?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Hey, so tell us, we're just going to play the music, really, and you're going to be the wonderful storyteller in between. So let's get straight into the music. We've got the CD here called Roger Skinner. The CD is called Let's Think of Something. Five-song plug. Here we go. The first one is Carry Me. What's the song about?
Okay, that song is about, I wrote it for my firstborn son, Christopher. When the baby, of course, and then toddler started walking. He got very tired walking around, so he always used to call up and reach up to me and say, Daddy, carry me, carry me, carry me. So I wrote a song called Carry Me.
Oh, that makes sense. let's go. Get yourself comfortable, friends. Here's the first song for the five-song showcase.
I would tell the memories I know so well. My wife and I, we had a boy, full of love and full of joy. And sometimes standing makes him tired, so he looked at me with those big blue eyes and said, Daddy, carry me across the water, carry me down the hole. For I'm young and small and I don't want to fall, so Daddy, carry me. Took him in the car to see a friend, but it was far. He had to travel for a while, so we settled down, drive along and stop. And when we head on back again, and he looked at me with those big blue eyes and said, Daddy, carry me across the water, carry me down the hole. So I'm young and small and I don't want to fall, so Daddy, carry me. The museum and then the zoo. We walked amongst the rusty cages. To him enjoyment, to me it took ages. And then we headed on back again, and he looked at me with those big blue eyes and said, Daddy, carry me across the water, carry me down the hole. For I'm young and small and I don't want to fall, so Daddy, carry me. As time went on and he grew old, he met a girl his daddy told, and they were wed and had a boy, full of love and full of joy. And sometimes standing makes him tired, and he looked at me with those big blue eyes and said, Daddy, carry me across the water, carry me down the hole. For I'm young and small and I don't want to fall, so Daddy, carry me. Across the water, carry me down the hole. For I'm young and small and I don't want to fall, so Daddy, carry me.
Kiwi Radio.nz. That is Roger Skinner with a track called Carry Me. Beautiful singing there, Roger. You are quite the talent.
Thank you.
And so
thank
I was
you,
very, very excited to be seeing you out playing. You had the CD, I had to buy it, and it's being added to my wonderful New Zealand music collection. So thank you for signing
you.
It. It's a real treasure. And the music is what it's all about. That's the golden nuggets there. So tell us, how does it feel to be writing music 50 years later?
It still gets me going, and guitar in the corner or somewhere around, and pick it up and write something down, and it still amazes me how things come out. Something comes up of it, and I make a song out of something out of two or three lines of words and things. And yeah, it's going well.
Now, what's the secret ingredient when it comes to songwriting?
Oh, in my case, I play a few chords, and as soon as some old chords come in shape there, I might just add something to it. And then if the words come a bit later on, that does it. I haven't usually written the words until I've done the tune itself, I think. And then I work it from there. But, I put the words to the song, put it that way.
What's your favourite style of music these days?
Oh, well, I do all sorts of songs and a lot of covers and a lot of people that recognise some of the hits and songs from people from the 60s right up, 50s and 60s and that. And but I throw in a few of my own songs as well. So it's good. I enjoy doing it.
Well, congratulations on such a rich legacy of music that we get to enjoy. Now, your next song is called Song of Love. So my question, I guess, is what's your favourite all-time song that's about love, other than this one, of course?
That I've written? Or
anything, really. Anything. Well, what's your favourite go-to song when you're about to serenade someone?
Oh, well, I'm a fan of Roy Orbison's. I do a lot of his songs, and I just enjoy singing some of his songs there. And seems to fit in. Everybody seems to know some of them, and that gets everybody going. And yeah, and enjoy it. It depends on where it is and what I'm doing at the time. And like if I'm doing some work at some of the markets and that around town. And I'll sing all sorts of songs, and you get people come up and say, can you sing this, can you sing that? Or you get some children sitting around listening to me sing, and I'll sing a few children's songs for them.
That's really cool. That's cute. Yeah. And I've seen you a few times now around the Auckland scene, so it's a real pleasure to see you when I do. If people want to book you or say hello, I guess the best place would be Facebook, right?
Facebook, indeed, yes, that would be the way, yes.
So that's facebook.com/ Roger Skinner Musician. Tell him that you heard him on kiwiradio.nz. Roy Orbison, that's the Pretty Woman guy, right? Because I love that
Pretty
song.
Woman.
I love Pretty Woman walking down the street. Yep, no, that's awesome. take it away. You get verse two. Here we go. lovely. Yeah. We should definitely do like a live karaoke on radio. What goes next? Pretty Woman. Come on, man. Back me up walking down the street.
The street, Pretty Woman. Kind of like to me. Pretty Woman. Without my guitar, it's a bit awkward. But when you put the other song on, then I'll go and grab my guitar and we'll do a bit of strumming.
That sounds like a plan. Well, what's your second favorite?
Song of Love.
Song of Love, yeah, go on.
You were going to play Song of Love. And I was just going to say that when I was a resident musician at the Howard Pub in the Pensable Bar back in 85 to 87, and I used to sing to heaps of people, and they'd come and have a drink and sing away, and they'll still be there closing time. So I wrote the song with in mind to pick up girls with.
Hey, that's not a bad plan. Did it ever work?
When you hear the words.
Here we go. Here's the magic potion for all you lovebirds out there. Song of Love is the next track by Roger Skinner, and you're listening to New Zealand Music for you.
sing you some more. I'll sing a song of love to you. Another song of love that's new. Something old and something new. I'll sing a song of love. I saw you put on your painted smile. Just knowing we're together makes it all worthwhile. When you walked in the room, I know a disco for sure. Or if you like to wait, I'll sing you some more. I'll sing a song of love to you. Another song of love that's new. Something old and something. Stars alone can match your eyes, and your hair it shines like a thousand fireflies. I've got another song to sing before I close the show. Or if you'd like to wait, I'll sing you some more. I'll sing a song of love to you. Another song of love that's new. Something old. Sing a song of love to you. I'll sing a song of love to you. Another song of love and you. Something cool and something new. I'll sing a song of love to you.
You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz with singer-songwriter and wonderful musician Roger Skinner here in Down Under, New Zealand. I want to say hello to all the listeners out there in Tauranga as well as Auckland tuning in today. We do also have a few listeners in the States today, especially Miliani Town. Now, that's the first time I've actually seen someone there pop up from Miliani Town. I have no idea what that place is like, but it's like the islands off the main Americas. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us here Down Under. It is currently 7:15 p.m. here on a Tuesday, 16th May 2023. We have Roger Skinner doing a 5-song set. That was the second song for the evening. And Roger, that is a beautiful song. It's very kind of like like you say, Roy Orbison sort of Elvis style. I love it.
Thank you.
I'm hoping your music's available as karaoke backing tracks, because I may hopefully one day be able to cover it or something like that.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, enjoy that.
There's one for the ideas book. Am I the first to ask?
You are the first indeed.
That song there, right there, I want to add that to my karaoke list right there. That felt really good just listening to that.
You're most welcome.
Now, Roger Skinner is also very active in the Auckland music scene. If you want to catch him live, again, that page is facebook.com/Roger Skinner Musician. Now, how did that gig go? You were entertaining some crowds there in North Shore Vintage Club a few weeks back in Albany. Is that something you do regularly, that venue?
No, that was the first time for that one. But I have done other clubs and things like that too. But that was the first time for the North Shore one. And it was amazing. It was outside, and people were just wandering past, looking at all the vintage cars, and I sang a few songs in the background just to keep everybody happy. So I enjoyed that. That was outside gig too.
Wonderful. Are there any gigs lined up that you can tell us about?
At the moment I'm busy doing quite a few entertainment at some of the residential retirement villages and things like this, and that keeps me busy too. They enjoy it, and I enjoy going there too.
Excellent. And if there are any events that you'd like us to know about, I'm sure it'll be on your page, which is facebook.com/Roger Skinner Musician. Yeah. I guess we're on to the next track now. Tell us a little bit about the next song.
Well, that's called one smoke and one drink. And
is that all it takes?
Yes. I'd like to, it's just a blues song, and I used to like to listen to a lot of blues artists and that, and I just got the idea, well, let's sing a blues song and see what happens with it. And this one sort of came out there, and people used to say, oh, that's a good song. I like that one.
Now, I have to ask then, because that leaves the imagination open, what happens to Mr. Roger Skinner when he has a second smoke or second drink?
Ah, well, that doesn't happen at all, because I don't smoke and I don't drink.
There we go. So a typical amazing songwriter, you kind of are writing from someone else's boots, shall we say.
Yeah, that's right.
When I hear blues song and I hear it's about smoking or drinking, I'm thinking, you know, it's back to Chicago. That's how it goes, really. Let's listen. Yeah. Let's listen. Roger Skinner is the amazing musician that we have for this evening, and this next song is called One Smoke, One Drink.
Well, I'm sitting here waiting for my baby smile. Drinking on my way.
tuned into kiwiradio.nz, simulcast on upfm.co.nz. The sound of blues sounds fantastic on Roger Skinner. You're very versatile, my friend, but blues, whoo, hit the ball there. You just can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with blues. Notable That's mention, right. We have to say, who is that fantastic harmonica player on that recording?
That was me.
Oh my goodness, how are you not like Elvis Presley famous? That's amazing. Oh wait, no, who plays harmonica and sings? I guess the boss?
No, he might do. The boss might have sang.
Bruce Springs?
Bruce Springs, but I think I got it from Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
Okay.
I think one of them played the harmonica, one played the guitar. And I sort of got a lot from that. But now I've just picked it up and I've had that. I use the harmonica in my solo work quite a bit.
Amazing. You are so talented. That harmonica sounds so good. And blues, oh my goodness, Roger Skinner. What a wonderful artist. I'm so excited to be uncovering this to the world for you. Remember, we are now on episode 82 of our Kiwi Music Podcast. They are all available as MP3 downloads. Roger Skinner is our guest for this evening, episode 82. Man, it's creeping up to 100 there. We should really think of something like what do we, any advice? Yeah. What should we do at the big 100?
Well, that's going to be the big one. That's centennial. That'll be it. To make it big thing out of that.
Yeah.
And have all some of the newer artists come in for the 1 hour and
That sounds like a brilliant idea. Yeah. Yeah. I want to build a man cave. We're just moving into a new place in a few weeks, and that you just there we go. That's why I ask questions. next song on this 5-song set. Do you believe that we're actually on song number 4 now? It is Blue Skies, Blue Lovers. In your own words, Roger, what is this one about?
It's just I wanted to write a love song, and there we go. That's it. I just thought it'd be nice to have something nice and slow and the tempo, but it was a bit of word meaning to it about blue skies and blue lovers and all that. That's what came about. Just wanted to write a love song.
When did you write this one?
That would have been around about 1990, somewhere around there.
In the early 90s, man.
Yeah.
No, the decades, the 90s is a good era for me for music, and that was a good time. But anyways, I wish I heard about you then, but I'm hearing about you now in 2023, so never a time too late, right? So Blue Skies, Blue Lovers, it's a love song by Roger Skinner.
What dreams can be when we're together, hand in hand, just the two of us, forever and ever, we'll never, no, never be parted, with our blue skies, blue lovers, let's make this moment seem a lifetime. What memory we have. blue skies, blue lovers, blue skies, blue lovers again.
This evening on the New Zealand Music Podcast, we are talking to Roger Skinner, Silver Scroll winner, and rightly so. That is such beautiful music. You're giving me the Sixto Rodriguez vibe right now. Do you know who that is?
I didn't catch that one. Who was it again?
Sixto Diaz Rodriguez, American singer-songwriter. Throughout his entire career, he was initially met with very little fanfare in the US, which is where he was. But unbeknownst to him, he found a lot of success in South Africa and Australia, of course, and New Zealand. But for decades, his music was extremely successful and influential. He was listened to more than Elvis Presley. And everyone was basically copying cassettes and things like that of the actual record. So it wasn't literally. Yeah, but anyways, unbeknownst to him, it was just. It was taken off there. So I'm hoping to be your marketing guru. And we actually have some listeners in Chicago right now. I was talking about Chicago earlier. So the land of Chicago, you heard it first. Let's get the sound of Roger Skinner happening in your town, because I think when you hear his blues music, when you hear this, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, I feel very grateful to have this CD in my treasure. I got the CD player out today, actually, because it's not often that my guests have a CD, so it's very fun, actually.
And it worked all right.
Yes, yeah, so, but for anyone that wants a copy of the CD, or is there any other outlets that they can listen to this record?
I always have it with me when I'm singing.
Live.
But possibly if one can go on to the Facebook page.
Yes.
I think the songs are actually, some of them are on my Facebook there, and I'm singing some of them live, Nick. Wow. I remember right, there's one or two there. So if one does click on the Facebook page, they will probably come up with it and get there. But or if somebody wants to buy a CD, well, they can certainly contact me and I will post one out to them, sign up for them and everything.
Absolutely. That sounds like a plan. If you are in New Zealand, you need to get a CD now. Roger's been amazing. He's got his phone number and email and everything on his social page, so he's easy to reach if you're in New Zealand. And if you want a copy of the CD, I highly recommend it. We've already played four songs from the CD. Every single one has been a banger. It's been hit out of the park. So congratulations, Roger. And I don't say that lightly. It's really up my alley. That Facebook page again. Thank you, sir. Facebook.com/Roger Skinner Musician. That's Roger Skinner with two N's, musician. Now, would this be the only podcast you listen to this month? What do you think of podcasts?
I think it's great. It's the first time I've listened to it, and it's good. You can actually play some songs like that, and it gets heard over the wireless and over the airwaves.
We are live right now on two radio stations. It's just past 7 p.m. I remember working for a FM station, Up FM, by the way, which we're simulcast on, upfm.co.nz.
Oh, yes.
But they used to have the radio station was based up in the corner of Simon Street in Newton. It's not there anymore. Okay. But we had the office above the, at the time, bicycle shop. And I remember having to drive to the studio, drive all the way back. And my very first shift of getting in, because, you know, it was a very popular station at the time, was like midnight on a Sunday. So, you know, that was the start. And now I can do it comfortably in my pajamas. And thank you, Up FM, for keeping me on still, doing it wirelessly. Yeah, it's amazing. 2023 is the land, is the ideal time for technology, really.
Absolutely, yes.
Speaking of technology and things like that, are you pretty hands-on when recording?
I used to do it. If I write a song now, I just put it onto my my iPad recorder system and just put it onto there. But if I wanted to get the complete CD done, well, I would take it to professionals to do, and we'd sit down and do the whole thing, record it properly.
Now, you've had a lot of publicity in all sorts of platforms and things like that. I'm just reading through an article here, something to do about one of your bosses at one time told you, do you want to be a musician or a mechanic? What's that story about?
Well, that was when I was an apprentice motor mechanic, and I did motor mechanicing, and I used to play in the bands, and I'd be playing 4 or 5 nights a week, right up to 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning at some of the nightclubs around Auckland.
Right.
And so I'd get home and I'd go and have a few hours sleep and then go to work. And I remember, I think one day, this went on for quite a while, doing the same thing, and then and one day I fell asleep underneath a car while I was working on it. I was lying down underneath the car and working underneath it. And I must have dozed off or something because my feet were sticking out the side of the car there. And the boss came around and saw me, no movement coming from me. So he gave me a kick or something. He said, "Oi, Roger, wake up." And eventually he said, "Well, look mate, you're going to have to make up your mind. Do you want to be a musician or a mechanic?" So basically I picked up my tools and said, "I'll see you later."
Oh, wow. That's how did it go?
I don't decry my mechanicing. I used to love working on the cars, and that I still do, and I'm a very, very practical-minded chap. I do a lot of work outside and bits and pieces and that. And so it came in very handy, of course, but music took over, and I've been full-time, about 60-odd years now.
That's amazing, Roger.
Yeah.
Wow. And you are so talented. I don't say that lightly. You sing very well.
I just mention it, if I may mention it.
Yes.
I not only do my own solo work, I run two bands as well. And
right.
There's a four-piece band I've got called Roger Skinner and the Motivation. That's a four-piece band, and we do a lot of ballroom right through the country and all sorts. And then I've got a three-piece band called Roger and the Ramjets, which is we do a lot of covers and a lot of rock and roll, a lot of the early rock and roll, 50s and 60s rock and roll. And that keeps me busy too.
That's amazing.
Here we go.
Yeah, Roger Skinner, go, please check him out, facebook.com/Roger Skinner Musician. Are there any other websites you want to mention?
Not really. I think I just can't think of my head. I think you've just got to go to Facebook at this stage and go everything from that. And the phone numbers are on there, and my email and address and everything. And one can do it that way and get in touch with us.
Now, this CD that I'm holding of yours, again, such a treasure for my collection. It was recorded with Riverhead Records. Are they still around?
No. Riverhead Records was a chap named Dave Smith. Can't think of his name. Oh, Dave Nash. Dave Nash. Now, they used to live at Riverhead, and he had a studio in his house there. But eventually he sold the house and they moved up north to Kerikeri. And he doesn't do much in the way of recording now, but it was actually recorded in the studio at the time. And the final master was done at Stebbings.
Lovely, yeah.
The printing of the whole thing was done there at Stebbings. But it's
amazing, Roger. Well, In terms of what's next for you, now you're very active musically, you've got all these musical outlets. What is next for you? Are you working on a record? What's happening?
No, what I'm busy at the moment doing is I'm putting on the first annual guitar festival.
Ooh.
And it's going to be held on the 25th of June at the Manukau Cruising Club in Onehunga.
Ooh.
Now, that's a Sunday afternoon, and we're inviting everybody who plays guitar of any sort, just come along, sing a couple of songs there, and join in. And it's a gigantic jam session, shall we say. And everybody can get up there. And there'll be, we're also having musical instruments and any sort, the ones to trade and exchange while they're there. Well, they can do that, and hopefully it'll become a big thing. But it's the first annual guitar festival.
I love that idea. I've actually heard of that idea before overseas, but the fact that it's in New Zealand, right. You can kind of, trade and exchange guitars and just have jams.
Yeah,
that sounds
huge.
Cool. That
big
sounds
time
cool.
Over in America and the UK, and they hold them in big halls around in the towns there, and they have huge big sales going up there with the, and trade exchange of musical instruments, and they have live music going on at the same time. So it's basically what I'm hoping we'll try and do here. Mm.
That sounds like a really great idea, because you know, Auckland is such a creative city, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, and always has been. It built up through the early days there of nightclubs and clubs and things like that. Okay, it has changed a lot in the time.
In what way?
To cater for the younger, different crowds and that. But we used to do a lot of work at the RSAs, and but that's sort of slowed down a little bit now with most of the members perhaps getting a bit older now, and the younger crowd would prefer to go to clubs and things and pubs. But there's still a bit of work there, so we're still carrying on. When I'm talking about the work, it would be with either one of my bands that I would be doing it with.
Now, this guitar festival, is it weather-dependent?
Beg your pardon?
Is it going to be weather-dependent or indoors?
No, it's indoors, yes.
Fantastic, yeah.
At the awesome. Manukau Cruising Club.
So that is 25th of June on a Sunday?
25th of June.
A Sunday?
Yes. On a Sunday, yes.
Manukau
from Cruising Club. 12:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. 12:30 p.m. onwards.
12:30 p.m. onwards. I'm actually going to put that one in my calendar, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, that'd be great.
25th of June.
You must come along.
Yeah, please. Onehunga, Auckland, and also Roger will be posting closer too, I presume. So you're going to
There's posters on Facebook now. On my Facebook page, there is a poster.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
All the
what a great idea. And I hope to hear you play more of that blues guitar / harmonica, because if you
we'll be doing that. Yeah. Now, if anybody wants the address for the Cruising Club, it's number 2 Orpheus Drive, Onehunga.
Okay. Number 2 Orpheus Drive, Onehunga. Be there on a Sunday. That is 25th of June 2023, starting from just after midday. Roger Skinner is our guest here. Go see him, please. And also his Facebook, facebook.com/ Roger Skinner Musician. And if you've just joined in now, again, this podcast is currently live. It's 7:45 p.m. here in New Zealand, but you'll be able to download the podcast later as an MP3 download. We are up to episode 82. Well, it's been real fun. The fifth and final song for this evening by Roger is... Let's Think of Something, right? Which I have to say, I've been digging through some archives on the internet. Now, there's been a page here of everyone posting their favorite New Zealand songs ever. So songs like Nature by Wayne Mason came number 1. Don't Dream It's Over, Neil Finn, number 2. Loyal by Dave Dobbin, number 3. But in the background here, someone's actually said that they think that Let's Think of Something, written by Roger Skinner, recorded by Larry's Rebels, was awesome and deserving of top 30, and that's by New Zealand Music Lover. What do you think of that? Have you seen that?
Well, I haven't actually seen that, but the particular song actually, it was number 2, I think, got onto the Billboard at the time when it was written. So I was quite happy with that. But, it's a little, if you've got time, I'll just tell you a little bit about how it came about.
Yes, please.
Like.
Yes, please.
Well, basically in 1966, way back in 1966, I had this little 3-inch tape recorder. It had a little a reel-to-reel tape on it, a 3-inch, they called them. And I recorded what I thought of Let's Sing Something that I'd written and that. And I took it up to the Monaco Dance Hall, and I played it to Larry Morris of Larry's Rebels. And he liked it. So I gave it to him, and I said, well, see what you can do with it. And then later in 1967, a year later, I was on tour with the Command Show, and we were in Oamaru for the show. And our accommodation was in a motel. And on the day of the show, there was a knock on the door, and Phil Warren, the promoter and manager, was there, and he said in a loud voice, said, "Roger, you've won the Silver Scroll Award, so let's sing of something." And the whole place erupted, you know. And so the rest is history.
Amazing. Roger Skinner, all the songs that we're listening to right now is from a record called Let's Think of Something. This is the title track, so let's listen to it. Roger, I just want to say before you go, it's been such a blessing to listen to your music, and such a talent. You're such a gift to New Zealand. You know what I mean? Such a wonderful gift. An amazing singer, songwriter, guitarist, harmonica, a bit of everything, really. Roger Skinner, it's been a real pleasure. I hope you stay cool and stay creative. Thank you so much for joining us for this 5-song set.
And thank you, Ralphie, for inviting me to come along. I appreciate it very much.
Remember to check him out in June. Details will be on his Facebook page, facebook.com/ Roger Skinner Musician. Thank you, Roger, and I hope you have a great evening. That's pretty much the show. We're going to sign off with this song. But also, I did ask Roger what his favorite Kiwi music song is, and I'm going to be unveiling that as well. So 2 songs to go. But Roger, you're signing off now. Thank you, sir. Stay cool, stay creative, okay?
Thank you very much, everyone, and for listening, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
And that is Roger Skinner, our guest for the evening. This is his song from the record Let's Think of Something, and the song is called Let's Think of Something. Straight after that, we'll be closing off the show with Roger Skinner's favorite track by another Kiwi artist. That's pretty much it for this evening, Tuesday, 16th May 2023.
Let's think of something we can talk about. Let's think of something we can do. The song I hear is just a melody. A song especially for you. Look up, my young friends, I feel like I'm in yesterday. The door is open if you decide to go your way. I know you're young now, but I'm a different boy now. I hope that you decide. Of something we can talk about. Let's think of something we can say. I know without you go beside me, I cry my eyes out every day. Look up, my young friend, I feel like I'm in yesterday. The door is open if you decide.
roger.nz. That is Let's Think of Something by Roger Skinner, our guest for this evening. It feels really nice to be playing the actual physical record, the CD, off a CD player into my mixer, because it feels like I'm traveled back in time, you know. Speaking of travel back in time, we're going back to 1967 with the closing song now by a New Zealand artist called Mr. Lee Grant, as requested by Roger Skinner. It's his favourite Kiwi music song by another artist for this evening. And did you know that Mr. Lee Grant was born as Bogdan Kominowski? And Kominowski was born in a Nazi German concentration camp just outside of Dusseldorf to Polish parents. His father died in the camp, but he and his mother survived, and in 1949 they immigrated to New Zealand, where they settled in Palmerston North. And he wrote some amazing songs. 1964 is this one here off the label His Master's Voice, and that will be closing off our New Zealand music show for this week. Please tune in next week, every week, it's Tuesday 7 to 8 p.m. New Zealand time. We have all sorts of guests from Dolphin Friendly, JT Agnostics, Marmalade, Sonic Space Lab, Liberty, Greg Conrad, and many more New Zealand music to uncover every week, 7 p.m. on the dot, Tuesdays. So, yeah, closing off now with Mr. Lee Grant. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me. It is just 5 minutes to eight, so it's just enough time to close off with one more final song. Thank you. Woo, what a show. It's been fast and furious. Loved it. This is it, Mr. Lee Grant. Thanks to You is the song title, and thanks to you all for tuning in.
Yesterday, I was afraid of today. That was a game they would play. Then you found me, and you came on strong for me. And baby, thanks to you, I can make the world a liar. Thanks to you, I ain't gotta crawl. Thanks to you,
New Zealand. Stay tuned to kiwiradio.nz, the hottest place for indie and New Zealand music. I've been your host, Ralphie. That was the Roger Skinner 5-song set, the wonderful showcase. Yeah, I guess see you next week. Stay cool and stay creative. Signing out. And also, before I do, sponsors, AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. RebellionGuy.com, RealMikeMartins.com, also MDWH, Anarchy, and everyone joining in as a monthly donor to keeping the radio servers alive. If you want to do so as well, you can unlock some really cool stuff, such as additional podcasts. You'll be able to see what's playing now, like the track ID and everything. You'll be able to see all sorts of things when you unlock that for $2 a month. And we really appreciate it if you do. And that's it. KiwiRadio.nz. Thank you. Good night.